for another movie review. This movie is called Cherry. It actually was released, I think, at the beginning of this year, but it was completed much further back than that. Anyway, it's directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. The writing is also by Angela Russo Otstott. I assume that she's possibly a wife. Jessica Goldberg and Nico Walker, responsible for the novel. And in the main cast, we've got Tom Holland, who plays Cherry. Ciara Bravo is Emily. Jack Rayner plays Pills and Coke. Michael Rispoli is Tommy. And Jeff Wahlberg plays Jimenez. And there will be a slide with the cast details for you to peruse at your leisure. And now I'm going to go on to the review of this movie. Based on a semi-autobiographical novel by Nico Walker about a young man from Cleveland, Cherry, played in the movie by Tom Holland, the British actor, who enlists in the army as a medic and leaves with a bad case of post-traumatic stress syndrome or disorder after spending a few tours on combat medic duty in Iraq. At home, he's a bartender who gets by on his prescribed meds, and when his oxycodone runs out, he starts doing heroin. When no heroin's available, he starts robbing banks with comical generic names thrown into the script. And this is all to help fill his drug-addicted girlfriend and, of course, himself. She later becomes his wife. And so that's the gist of it. But I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. It traces the events in the life of Cherry from the first sprinkles of love and intense emotion as a young teenager just out of school with his first love. This is very much short-lived, and they part. His girlfriend, Emily, she heads off to college, which had been planned before they met, and he, without advice and direction, gets sucked into the idea of serving his country. God forbid. Anyway, he enlists, as I say, as a medic. The time is, of course, the Iraq War, and this takes him through the trauma of war, the PTSD, escaping to the world of drug addiction, from firstly prescribed medication and then illicit drugs. And this is after he's completed 3 tours of duty. He then reunites with his first love, Emily. They attempt to feed their drug habit, and they eventually turn to crime. Then that eventually leads to a sticky end. And I won't tell you the end. You'll have to go and watch the movie. So on to my highlights. Firstly, visually, the freeze frame and swooping drone and slow motion shots are absolutely brilliant on this movie. It's an excellent war footage of what is taking place in Iraq. There's a great music soundtrack as well, which creates the mood, courtesy of Mr. Belfast, Van the Man Morrison. And the photography by Newton Thomas Siegel is 5-star. So to my notes. The script initially poses the predictable notion of adolescence and not having a clear path or vision of how one wants to tread into one's adult life. Cherry monologues this action as he does throughout the movie. And we dip into his first love and the awkwardness of handling others, glued visually to one's love, and the deep sense of heartbreak when Emily follows her path to college away from Cherry. The mundanity of work in thankless jobs and being reprimanded for inexperience and lack of skills is shown clearly. He's struggling to make ends meet and being penalised by heartless institutions, which all provoke that impulse to sign up, to feel some self-worth and wanted. Also, we see Cherry's first taste for escapism, courtesy of the drug ecstasy. The monologues enable flashbacks to be mixed in with the here and now, and the saying goodbye between Emily and Cherry follows a typical pattern. Promises of getting back together again after college and Iraq duty is completed. They manage to slot in a shotgun marriage before he's called up. The Russo brothers in the director's chair give some coverage of Boot Camp, which provides a glimpse of the chaos ahead, a nod to Full Metal Jacket's demons for sure. And through the continuous monologue, pieces are slotted together as to how PTSD evolves through discipline, brutality, torture, and the insanity of war. Is it real or imagined? Fact or fiction? The mind playing many tricks to survive the bombardment of outrageous acts. The tale's broken down into chapters to assist with the timeline. The arrival in Iraq follows, and likely future incidents are rehearsed by Cherry and his troop, and the monologue throws in a joke or two to encapsulate training for the real thing. Iraq, well, there's lots of sand. It's intensely hot. The tension is continuous, with RPGs, mines, suicide bombers all plaguing your mind, and the carnage is taking place in real time and gives one an accurate picture of turmoil, fear and tragedy whilst out on patrol. The camera work conveys a warlike video game feel, and it's absolutely spellbinding. Visual spectacle of a medic's desperate attempts to stem blood flow from a wound is seen. The pandemonium surrounding keeping the injured alive. The constant enemy fire. The fear and the bravery. The last breath of life. The medic's job to be with the wounded as they slip away are all captured by great cinematography. And some details were eye-opening. The handing in of weapons after returning to base camp to prevent suicides, mass shootings, etc. Another footnote on the cost of war, and of course a glimpse into the rest and relaxation, R&R, at a makeshift bar with ping pong to lighten the mood, but it appears quite fake and pretentious. The movie illustrates how all the self-confidence instilled at boot camp quickly evaporates in the theatre of battle in the war zone. We know how Cherry, to create a point, a feel of having value in the carnage, personalizes one victim who was carried away on a chopper. Without this emotional connection, insanity would arrive on the battlefield very quickly. Cherry, we hear, is a nickname for cherry pick, selecting a day that made a difference. So one of the sergeants, both back home and here in Iraq, illustrating the sociopathic, abusing nature of his behaviour, abusing females. It's like a bit like a catwalk. We see a warlike glamour show, and it's in some ways similar to the Wild West show we saw many decades back in Apocalypse Now, Coppola's look at the Vietnam conflict. Women being no more than sex toys to create a distraction, sexual escape in the war zone, and then redeployed to your hometown with consequences. The loading of four body bags onto a chopper appears to be the last straw that breaks Cherry's will, and the emotion then comes out everywhere. Fear, his hope, his despair, his sadness, all evaporated into the carnage. A brutal watch for you, the viewer, as well. So, moving on to 2005, we return to the United States for home leave. A bit of a disco inferno we're greeted with. Normal life, or is it? Medal of Honor is given. And then to the rat race. It's back to $8 an hour but with those in your social circle, a huge void in terms of experience, coping mechanisms, and anger management or not. The idea of expressing affection and tolerating life's menial disappointments is a huge challenge. Sherry, as a bartender, is close to his fix. Yep, alcohol for a guy suffering from PTSD is not a good idea, but it certainly numbs the impact. And he adds to that with oxycodone, an addictive cocktail that releases you from the pain. So how does one unlearn the discipline imposed in the army? So consequently, rushes of anger, bewilderment, and violent responses for minor indiscretions by locals become the norm. It's a social recipe for disaster. His reuniting with Emily is also a toxic mix, and some of the violence is centered on herself as well. Prescription drugs are also infiltrating Emily's world as she digs into Xanax. Now, Sherry's world, well, it becomes, through a so-called friendship, one step away from a criminal lifestyle. He starts dealing. He needs to get dough for the next fix for him and Emily. And this gets complicated when the scam that he tries to use to rob banks fails miserably first time round. Using scare tactics, however, they take on board this pathway to money again, and they take in toy firearms. Jerry joins in, and he gets the satisfaction of success. But he's certainly treading a dangerous line, and he's just one step away from being caught. However, Iraq has stolen his fear, and he has he's now brazen for anything. This film, stage by stage, sees Cherry, Emily, and others in situ, and we see their lives fall apart, submerged in a flood of addictive behaviour, side by side with criminal activity. The cycle plays out, the addiction, the debt, the crime, the addiction, and on. The action gets somewhat repetitive with scenes of them getting high by jacking up time and time again. But the plot is saved when the action turns to an overdose and the risk of life. A powerful scene follows at the bus station as Jerry has to accept that Emily's survival depends on being away from him, away from his dominant personality. The crime sprees then get more risky. A raid goes horribly wrong. One of the gang gets a gunshot wound and it has to be sacrificed on the sidewalk. And then the final call as Sherry gives himself up. And get a final dose of the drug to anaesthetize that experience. There is a final section to the movie, which I'll not comment on here. No plot spoilers of that intensity here. So I suggest you give it a watch. This had a great impact on me, and I've seen lots and lots of war films depicting the insanity of that experience. But this is up there. It's a good film. I suggest you get to see it. It's Cherry, and it was released in 2021.